Welcome to your daily devotional, November 14th. The world has hated them. John chapter 17 and verse 14. But we're going to read from John chapter 17 verses 14 through 21 to set up text and context. I have given them your word and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. These words are part of Jesus' high priestly prayer. This mighty prayer was prayed after the Last Supper and before departing to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Lord prayed some more and then was arrested. Jesus prays these things for his disciples who would carry on the work of preaching the Word of God. He prays not just for the 11, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Let us apply. Opposition and hostility often come against a God-fearing Christian from those who live according to the world. The children of the world are of the darkness, and they despise the light of the gospel when we shine it by word and by deed. This opposition comes in some places in the form of outward religious persecution, such as imprisonment and destruction and/or confiscation of church property. It can come in the form of God's people being singled out and commanded not to gather. We used to think that these things could never happen in America. Now we are not so sure. We are challenged at work and school and often have to deal with promotion of ungodly agendas by those in authority in our schools and workplaces. Identity politics and humanistic agendas such as evolution and pro-death the abortion agenda are promoted to the exclusion of Bible righteousness. But we are not left alone. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. In our text, his prayer was for us, and he always lives to make intercession for his children. Christian friend, live close to the Lord. Pick your battles. Pray for wisdom and discernment. Wait on the Lord. And do not fret over what you will do when your faith is challenged. If you are prepared by prayer and a regular diet of Bible truth, then the Holy Spirit who lives in you will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.